technological blockade against China and has always wanted to pull the whole of Europe into its tech economic chariot against China. As some European countries and enterprises also feel some pressure from China's modernization, voices echoing the call to pursue decoupling from China of the United States are gradually increasing. Since the start of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the entire West has decoupled from Russia in a shock-like manner. The United States then took the lead in threatening China. If China provides military assistance to Russia or helps Russia systematically evade sanctions, it would absolutely face consequences. The US has further threatened that once the Chinese mainland resolves the Taiwan question by force, the West will sanction China in the same way that it did with Russia, which means complete decoupling. That is to say, the United States has created a future scenario and possibility of a complete decoupling of the West from China, which actually constitutes a strategic coercion to Europe. Josep Borrell, the European Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, said in a speech on Monday that Europe's prosperity is built on cheap energy from Russia and access to the big markets of China, in addition to security protection from the United States. In his view, this is a world that is no longer there. This reflects the complex mentality of some Europeans. What Josep Borrell said about the importance of Russia and China to European prosperity is an indisputable fact. Europe is not the United States. It does not have the US ability to innovate and monopolize semiconductor and internet technologies. It is not self-sufficient in energy and is weak militarily. Europe as a whole lives in the shadow of American hegemony. Maintaining long-term prosperity means greater challenges for Europe. Among them, the biggest strategic issue in Europe after the Cold War has always been how to gain more political and economic autonomy and create more independent space for its own prosperity. Both China and Russia are partners, not rivals, of the European Union in establishing its strategic autonomy. The Nord Stream gas pipeline, which has been strongly opposed by the United States, has now been sabotaged, heralding the end of Europe's use of cheap Russian energy. To further promote the decoupling of Europe and China is Washington's attempt to kill two birds with one stone, or even three birds with one stone. Through the Russia-Ukraine conflict, it will simultaneously hit the economies of Russia and China whilst also making Europe further entrapped in a vassal status to the United States and unable to extricate itself. Separating the three major powers of China, Europe and Russia from each other will be more conducive to the United States to defeat each of them and consolidate its hegemony again. But some European elites are now waking up. The French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, on Monday publicly criticised the United States of pushing energy shortages and hiking up the price of liquefied natural gas through the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, said, "We cannot accept that our American partner sells its liquefied natural gas at four times the price at which it sells it to its own companies." Le Maire said that the conflict in Ukraine must not end in American economic domination and a weakening of the European Union. The statements from the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and the French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire actually conveyed the same dissatisfaction and sense of crisis, indicating that after the Russia-Ukraine conflict that has lasted for more than half a year, Europeans have gradually found that the strategic direction of the situation is becoming seriously unfavourable to Europe, and the United States has become the biggest beneficiary of the war, and Washington is trying to expand the unilateral benefits of its own. There is no geopolitical conflict between China and Europe. The United States has repeatedly promoted and shaped China as a geopolitical opponent of the entire West, all for Washington's own selfishness. Because the United States has strong control over European elites, some of the latter disregard European interests and brag about American strategic tricks as serving European interests. The Chinese have firm strategic wills, and we hope that the Europeans can also maintain a basic sobriety and not be hijacked by the United States. In the first 8 months of this year, European companies' investment in China surged by 123%. Many European manufacturing giants continue to bet part of their future in cooperation with China, and they're expressing their attitude towards Europe's China policy with their actions. On the contrary, it was reported that Britain's Liz Truss. On the contrary, it was reported that the British government, under the leadership of Liz Truss, is preparing to redefine China from a systemic competitor to a threat to the United Kingdom. The UK is the number one vassal of the United States in Europe, and number 10 Downing Street wants to bring Europe together to help the United States confront China. Let Liz Truss do it herself. Britain is in crisis. Scotland is fighting for a new independence referendum. A country that does not seek to develop itself and try to profit from its relationship with the United States has no future. The United Kingdom is becoming more and more marginalised, and I believe that Europe will not go in the same direction.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en. Thank you.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at traits and virtues that we human beings need to adopt in order to deal with one another in a proper way, in a way where we don't oppress one another or transgress against one another. There are a number of things that we need to have. The list is long, so obviously we need to stay with the most basic ones that the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt have told us about. Being good to other people requires generosity. And also generosity is a very, very generic term. It could mean many things. We can be generous in many things. But I want to be generous in terms of actually giving, actually being nice to people, trying to help other people, trying to be more, when it comes to their needs, you are the first to jump and help them out, whether it's financially or others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when He created mankind, He made them in a way where they are, let's say, brothers and sisters. We all come from Adam and Eve, right? So we go back to the same tree, to the same parents. So we need to have that brotherhood between us. And brotherhood means that we are generous to one another. So when Allah says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى, we created you from a male and female, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعَبًا وَقَبَائِلًا, and we made you tribes and nations. Why? لِتَعَارَفُوا, so you can get to know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, the best of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are what? Who are pious. And piety means applying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me and you to apply. And one of them is to be generous to one another. Allah says, لِتَعَارَفُوا, to get to know one another. When I get to know you, you get to know me, we create a bond. And through that bond, we get to help one another, not kill one another. Now, what we see in the media, actually the opposite. They're trying to keep us away from one another. They're giving us brands, names, borders, and so many things. And even languages, they're using that against us. Why? So we can kill one another. So we can go to war against one another. So they're creating boundaries between us. Allah says, no, no, no. You're different in color, different in language, different in looks, different in so many things. It's just because I want you guys to get to know one another. Create a better environment for yourself, not to harm one another. So generosity to human beings, being generous to other people in terms of giving them, in terms of helping them, and in terms of even getting to know them as a form of generosity, is a form of giving, is required from a believing man and a believing woman. Before we continue talking, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We said generosity is required in order for us to be better human beings and deal with one another in a better way. Another thing that we need to keep in mind when we deal with other human beings is that we shouldn't take too much pride in who we are or what we have over other people. Especially when it comes to, for example, nationalism, right? So I think that I and my nation and my country better than the rest. And this is goes across the board. Every country thinks they are God's chosen people. The reality is, contrary to what Allah says, Allah says, you both or all of you are created for male and female. And there's no one better amongst you. You're all the same. You will differ only in what? In taqwa. In piety, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are more obedient, those who are more pious, they are elevated a status higher. But the reality is you're both the same. So why should I label myself by my country or by my ethnicity and I say I am better than the rest? Based on what? And sometimes even in our modern day, you see a lot of countries in the world, they have educated the people to hate other races, even to hate the skin of other races, which is a problem. In some countries in the West, if you're blonde and you have blue eyes, then you're accepted. But if you're dark and brown or black, then you're rejected. You're looked at as an illegal immigrant. But if you're brown, but if you have like blue eyes and blonde hair, then you look at it as a legal immigrant. And you guys seen it this recent Ukraine-Russia war, and you saw how discrimination was done by some countries against the Muslims from the Middle East and Africa. And when it comes to the Ukrainians, they said, well, no, these guys are from us. They are, you know, they have blue eyes and blonde hair. The rest don't. Literally, they said these words. Literal words. Not metaphorically. So we say that is the lowest we can think of in terms of morality can sink in. The lowest level that you try to discriminate between people based on their color. The color of their eyes, the color of their skin, or the color of their hair. Allah says, no, ya ayyuhan nas, all people. He's not talking to a specific group or a specific nation or a specific country. He's talking to all of us. I should never think that I am better than others. Now, obviously, some races or some countries or the people of the countries, they might possess different skills. They might possess different traits that other nations don't have. Fair enough, but that's not a point of pride. For example, when you look at other, they do this every year, they choose the most generous nations or countries in the world. So, for example, if country A is the most generous, the people are very generous, it doesn't mean that they should use the generosity by calling everyone else stingy. No, it's a trait good for you. You have a good trait, excellent. But we should not differentiate upon one another. So when it comes to pride and nationalism, we should keep it to minimum. Actually, it should not even exist to begin with. If we look at our human beings and our fellow human beings and other brothers and faiths in that same look, that there's no difference in between us, then this place, this world will be a much happier and better place. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and how about listening to a thought-provoking saying from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Do not make a sinner despair. Many of the sinful enjoy a happy end on repentance, while many of the seemingly devout rupture their deeds and deserve hell. Allah may protect us from hell.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out the instructions to Flippy. It takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts a finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to offload. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants. A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggang Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jianggang Mountains, because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon. The sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chen says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime.
Freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well. Just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
Art restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Ershan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Ershan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Ershan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge? How much power do you want to be able to draw from it? So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, five with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
In most of its habitats, the heavily trafficked pangolin faces the biggest threat from humans. But in Taiwan, these gentle creatures are exposed to quite a different danger, feral dogs. In the island, a government policy has led to a surge in the population of feral dogs. The pangolins share most of their roaming area with the stray animals. Plus, these scaly animals cannot move as fast as their attackers. When faced with danger, pangolins curl themselves into a ball shape, but the tail still remains at the most outer side, and that's where the dogs hit them hard.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? the clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Tuesday, is the 21st of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of the month of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 18th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we bless today's special by recitation of chapter An-Nur, verse 55.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'adallahu alladhina amanu minkum wa'amilu s-salihati layastakhlifannahum fil ardi. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Islam is a universal religion, and future victory belongs to the believers, and pagans are doomed to be defeated. The key of achieving the truth and authority of the world is faith and good deeds. Those who believe and do good deeds, glad tidings of victory are given to, not to those who are barely believers. Religion is not separated from politics, but politics and government are for saving religion.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
As the previous episodes of today's special, we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. This aspect of mind is a great gift from nature. When we shun negatively and adopt the way of positive thinking, we initiate a process in our mind, a process of enhancement of our personality. Positively helps to unfold our potential. As a result of this process, a positive thinker improves his prospect in life. On the contrary, negative thinking is most injurious to the process of personality development. Only positive thinking can be truly helpful in this process. Our world is governed by well-known natural laws. The only way to progress is to discover these laws and sedulously follow them. Almost all cases of failure are a result of people failing to follow the laws of nature. Following the laws of nature is like traveling along a highway which will lead you straight to your destination. If instead you allow your vehicle to stray from this path, it will be difficult for you to reach your destination. The creator of this world is himself a positive mind. He loves positively. He loves those who follow the positive way of life. Develop positive thinking in your mind. Positive thinking will enhance your personality, and a personality developed on positive lines will have every success.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this verse, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in a hadith, a wise man is careful about his future from his today and sees what lies ahead from now. So again, Imam alayhi salam emphasizes on the same concept that in order to make our tomorrow perfect, we need to work on our today. Believers are those who know what is ahead of them. Whoever stops solving his work, hardships will overtake him. So we have to avoid going down a path where we are afraid of getting lost, because it is better to avoid going astray than to do terrible things to escape. We all know, look brothers, this tomorrow and the future that we are talking about is unknown. This means that there are many possibilities about what it is. In the heavenly book of Allah, the Holy Quran, in many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed in the majority of the stories and histories of the peoples for the reminder and lesson for mankind, while enumerating the reprehensible and hellish future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites the infidels and evildoers to a satisfying future. So tells them, in case you understand and you take care of the opportunities that you're in, you won't have this bad tomorrow and future. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided. A
short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
A new you, your life is the product of your thoughts. Happiness or misery, peace or anxiety springs from within. You alone color your life bright or dark, the same way as a glass takes the color of the liquid it contains. Whoever is content with Allah's decree will win his good pleasure, and whoever is discontent with Allah's decree will incur his wrath. Prophet Muhammad visited a sick Bedouin suffering from fever and consoled him, saying, "No harm. It is purification by the will of Allah." The sick Bedouin replied, "Rather, it is a fever burning in an old man that shall bring him to the grave." The Prophet said, "Yes, so it will be." This indicates that the person's psychological state greatly determines the fate of his actions. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, on the continuation of today's special, we look at prioritizing. This is one way to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. Dear friend, sacrifice some time tonight to dedicate to work items. You don't have to actually work on anything. Instead, your job will be to prioritize things for tomorrow. Make a short list of everything you have to do, everything you hope to do, and everything that might be nice to do. These will serve as your three main priority categories. Then decide. Decide what you're doing to start on first and how you're going to arrange your day for the remainder of your tasks. Be sure to leave some time for unexpected new assignments and responsibilities.
Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ. See, in Arabic we have غافر and we have غفار. What's the difference between غافر and غفار? غافر is the one who forgives. غفار is the one who continuously forgives. Allah is not just غافر. غافر is one of the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah is also غفار, meaning He will not just forgive us once, but twice, three times, four times. Every time we commit a sin and we repent to Him and we seek forgiveness sincerely, remorsefully, we're not joking, we're not, it's not theatrical, we're not putting up a theatrical moment, but we are sincere, Allah forgives. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. I am all forgiving. I am continuously forgiving to those who believe and do good. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ لِمَنْ تَابَ. Those who repent. وَآمَنَ. And those who believe. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Those who good deeds. ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And those who are guided. Allah continuously forgives. He doesn't just forgive us once. We commit a mistake, we seek forgiveness, He'll forgive us. Commit another mistake, truly seek forgiveness, and He forgives. He keeps on forgiving. He keeps on forgiving. This is the merciful Lord that we have. When you have a Lord like this, how can you despair? How can you say that my past will destroy me, and I have no future? I have no present, and I have no future. You can say this if you did not have a merciful God. If you did not have a continuously forgiving God, but when we have Allah Azza wa Jal, who is all merciful, we have all hope in His mercy.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.